Welcome back. So in our movie Died Suddenly, we featured military flight surgeon Dr. Teresa Long, who's been a brave hero, quite frankly, on an island virtually all alone, speaking publicly for more than a year about the explosion in miscarriages and heart problems, neurological issues for military personnel ever since the Biden regime forced this death shot onto all of them. Well, fortunately, now Teresa isn't alone. Now more and more members of the military are coming forward to talk about what they've seen. Lieutenant Mark Bashaw is a preventative medicine officer with the United States Air Force. He's now come forward as a whistleblower to tell his own story about vaccine injuries and how they're being hidden from the public. Yeah, hidden from you. Most notably, Lieutenant Bashaw says the military's own database for vaccine injuries has been altering its data to hide the truth. Yeah, the database in question is DMED. That's the Defense Medical Epidemiological Database. That database tracks all injuries to all United States service members. Well, back in January of this year, Bashaw says all kinds of alarming signals appeared. More cancers, more myocarditis, more pericarditis, and so on. But since then, instead of changing course, the military has hidden the truth, overtly changing the data, while at the same time rejecting religious exemptions and kicking out members like Lieutenant Bashaw, who stood in the way of this Biden purge. We wanted to hear more about this in great detail, and to that end, Lieutenant Bashaw joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Stu, thanks for having me.
So this data is being altered. That means that somebody is actually noticing the same upticks that you and Dr. Teresa Long and others are noticing, and then because it's being spoken about, somebody with a forethought is going back in and changing this data. So at this point, how else can this be looked at other than a full-out assault on America's military?
Well, I'd say it's a complete assault on humanity. It's a weaponization against humanity. But going back to the DMED database, we watched it real time. We were seeing the increases. We were noting the increases. We were communicating these alarming signals that we had in the database. And then Senator Johnson's roundtable occurs. And a week later, no more than a week later, the data changes, right? But the fact remains, we still see significant signals within the data, specifically viral vaccination adverse events. In 2021, when the DoD rolled out these products, these injections against service members, we saw an 1,100% increase in viral vaccination adverse events. In the data, it's still there.
So if command staff is aware of this and they understand that these injections do nothing to stop the transmission or the contraction of what we now know is actually really not even a respiratory virus, the contagion discussion, we have to walk away from that paradigm because we know what this is now. Why is this continuing to be forced upon service members? Who's responsible for making that decision?
Knowingly. They're knowingly doing it. I can talk about a lot of members who have personally brought this information up through the chain of command to perform redress. Specifically in my situation back in September of 2021, I was bringing the VAERS data up through my chain of command. I was bringing Teresa Long's frontline testimony up through the chain of command to get the risk communication changed to include these injections are dangerous and deadly. Here's the data. Instead, I met with a retaliation and a court-martial conviction in which I'm still fighting against to this day, and I'm still active duty. I'm still glorifying my God and my oath, honoring my oath to the Constitution and active duty service. I have not left service. I have been restricted. Tomorrow will be 1 year since I've been restricted from my place of duty, physically restricted from my place of duty at Army Public Health Center, Aberdeen Proving Grounds, in which I can't serve alongside my soldiers. Why? Because I refuse to participate with these weaponized products, these weaponized testing, this weaponized masking, and these weaponized injections against my brothers and sisters in uniform, and frankly, the entire humanity.
You'd be met with resistance by security police if you tried to go to work. Is that what you're saying?
I did try to go to work back in 30 November 2021, and they suspended my security clearance, restricted me access to base, flagged my record. To this day, my record's still flagged.
Because you brought real data before command staff.
I was communicating the issues. Hey, one, this isn't a lawful order to force service members to participate with these at experimental emergency use authorized products. It literally says it in the statute, federal statutes. Service members have the option to accept or refuse participation with these products. I was bringing that up through my chain of command to try to perform redress to no avail, just going through deaf ears. And so I was forced to show up to my place to perform my duties. I'm not a couch potato. I don't perform my duties sitting on my couch. I don't lead soldiers sitting on my couch at home. But here we are, a year later, I've been restricted from my place of duty, and tomorrow will be 1 year.
Well, thank you, first of all, for coming forward and for becoming a whistleblower. I mean, the public needs to know about this data being overtly hidden and changed and altered. I don't think you have any problem speaking candidly, so I'm going to ask you to opine on this. If it's not for a lack of knowledge, and if it's not for ignorance, and if the command staff is aware of what's happening here with these injections, and they have to be because they're changing the data, then what is this exactly?
Complete weaponization of our executive branch against the people, against service members, against the entire population.
Is this biowarfare?
I believe so. At this point in time, it proves there's plenty of data to point to that direction for sure. And the fact that we're not even having those discussions at a round table with other military personnel, the fact that I'm sitting here on this show just proves that, you know, nobody's willing to have those discussions. It was court-martialed. In my court-martial, I brought up the fact that, hey, by the way, you know, these products are dangerous and deadly. It's on my official testimony, United States versus Lieutenant Mark Basha. Go look it up. I sat there and spoke as a medical officer. I feel it's my duty to speak up. When I see the data and when I look around, nobody else speaking up, except brave individuals like Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, Major Sam Sigaloff, Dr. Pete Chambers, Lieutenant Billy Mosley from the Navy, right? All these individuals bringing this up, and then what? They get crushed. They get buried in the sand.
Your service to our country right now in this role on this show is probably more pivotal and important than anything that you could have done in uniform, to be quite frank. The military that we knew is no longer, is it?
I consider this part of my official duties, given the fact that I went through all official channels within the Department of Defense to try to perform a redress and to try to make this information known. Now it's my responsibility to talk directly to the American people and tell them exactly what's going on.
I think it's commendable. I think it's absolutely wonderful. So from your chair right there, if you're talking to service members across the United States Armed Forces, as a possible solution, what would you suggest?
I would say it's everybody has a responsibility to speak up, to communicate properly, professionally. There's tools at our disposal. Article 138 UCMJ is a complaint against the first officer within the chain of command to perform a redress. So if you're being weaponized, if you're being targeted with these weaponized discriminatory products because of your medical history, because you won't participate with these experimental injections, then perform the redress. Stand up, speak up. That's our duty. That's my duty. I swore an oath to the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, and I'll continue to do so till the day I die.
Yeah. Who's responsible for altering or hiding or changing this DMED data?
So the DMED itself is run by a contractor, $30 million contract called Unisant. So we pay Unisant, this contractor, $30 million to handle medical data of our service members, and for it to have quote unquote glitches like they call it to be is an absolute travesty. And oh, by the way, it's probably a national security threat because they have our medical data.
Do you believe it to be a lie? Are these glitches or are they lying?
Are they lying? Are they glitches? So there's an individual out there who does a good job breaking it down and doing an investigation. His name is Matthew Crawford. He's got a lot of the data and he goes into details on whether or not what's what. He believes that there was a bit of a glitch. However, the signals are still there. And the fact is, why after the roundtable would that data change? That's highly suspect. So I can speculate. I can say that they manipulated the data, but you know, when they come out to Politico Fact, instead of properly addressing the American people, properly performing a chain of custody response from somebody responsible for that data, you know, that's highly suspect. Highly suspect.
If you were talking to top military officials at the DOD, if they were in front of you right now, what would you say to them?
Cease and desist this medical experimentation weaponization program, whether it's the masking, the testing, or these injections that we know are not safe and efficacious. They're dangerous and deadly.
Lieutenant Bashaw, thank you so much for being here and for being brave like this. I mean, it's very honorable. And I think you're right. This is part of your official duty. You swore an oath to protect the Constitution and this country and its people against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And you're here doing that right now in first person, in real time. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Over the last week, and particularly on the Thanksgiving holiday, I spent a lot of time with people that I love and care about the most. And of course, you hear about all of the ailments, the stress and anxiety that people are dealing with, recent surgeries, body pains, joint pains, muscle pains, all of these things. And so it became a curable party, a CBD party of sorts. I was handing out care packages to everybody because, of course, Curable is the CBD company that I use. Why do I use them? Well, because they're a family-owned business, number one. And number two, right here in my home state of Minnesota is where all of the hemp is sourced. So I know what's in it, where it's coming from, that it's pure, and that it comes from God's earth. All natural, a natural thing for you to try to treat things like joint pain and muscle pain, ligament pain, post-surgery pain, migraine headaches even. Did you know that? Migraine headaches, seasonal allergies, food allergies. People online reporting positive results that are dealing with Parkinson's diagnosis. How about your kids? Do any of them have the ADHD diagnosis? I'm sure the doctor wants to push neurotoxins and antidepressants and anti-anxiety pills and ADHD medications. Why don't you try CBD? It's a vast, vast improvement in things like psychological and physical health. And you can do it naturally from a family-owned business where all of the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. Plus, you get 20% off just because you're part of the Stew Crew. Use promo code STEW when you go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L. K-U-R-I-B-L, the family-owned, Minnesota-based CBD company that I trust and I use their products. Go to curable.com. Promo code STEW gets you 20% off site-wide at curable.com.